It's been about 6 months since I started the Bells and Whistles Theater, which is kind of the creative home of this podcast now. It's where I release all the upcoming episodes, extra scenes, and standalone short stories. I'm working on my second short story now. And if you're curious about how things are going with the podcast, if I will keep podcasting, and if I am able to survive as a creator, I have just published a free episode of my In the Wings Behind the Scenes podcast, where I discuss how I feel about the Bells and Whistles Theater in the Lesbian Romantic Podcast and its future right now. So if that interests you, go to patreon.com/lesbianromantic and sign up for free, and you'll have access to that episode of my Behind the Scenes podcast. All right, let's get to this episode. If you like this podcast, please share it. Go to lesbianromantic.com/share. Welcome to the Lesbian Romantic Podcast. This is The Diva Story, Part 26. Millie looked around the waiting area of the car rental office. It was squeaky clean, but she found the gray carpet and white furniture horribly depressing. She focused back on her phone call.
"What did the police say?"
Hannah asked. "Not much. They mostly asked a lot of questions. Told me I did the right thing coming in." Millie rubbed her temple. She was already sick and tired of this day.
"But no idea who he was or something?"
"No." Millie stretched out her legs. Her sneakers were getting a bit dirty, she noticed.
"There's not much to go on, is there?"
"No. Except for the clean fingernails. That seemed to interest them a lot. They made me describe his hand like 3 times.
"Guess that tells them it's not a homeless guy or something."
"Maybe." Millie studied the wall across the room. A poster announced the daily charge to rent a large truck was now temporarily 50% off. She smiled because it reminded her of Hannah in her big black truck. Maybe she should have gotten a pickup to cheer herself up. It was probably safer, too.
"How are you feeling?"
Hannah asked. Millie closed her eyes briefly. "Better. I can't let myself turn this into something big, you know? I just won't allow it. I have to focus." She lifted her chin. Hannah was silent for a second. Then just said,
"Okay."
Millie was sure Hannah had wanted to say more. The unspoken words hung between them. She wouldn't ask what Hannah really wanted to say, though. Millie meant what she had said. She just wanted to get her replacement car, drive off, and forget about all of this. A phone started ringing in the office space behind the counter. Hannah heard it, too.
"How long have you been waiting?"
she asked. Millie checked her watch. 15 minutes.
"I'm sure they'll be with you soon."
Millie sighed. "They're giving me a new rental. I'm glad I don't have to get back into the old one."
"I'm sorry you have to go through this alone,"
Hannah suddenly said. It surprised Millie. It's okay, Millie replied.
No, it's not. Damn it. I should have gotten on a plane as soon as you called me last night.
Really, it's okay.
Nobody should have to do this alone. I'm sorry, Millie.
Millie's throat was getting tighter. Really, don't feel bad. It's not your fault. I was stupid to pull over like that in the middle of the night.
Hey, no way. You are the victim here. It should be safe to park anywhere and at any hour, okay? Don't tell yourself it's somehow your fault.
The police sure gave me a lecture.
Well, then that guy was an ass.
It was a woman.
Okay, then she was an ass.
Millie couldn't help but giggle. Some part of her did wish Hannah had jumped on a plane. Hannah was able to cheer her up so easily.
I'm sorry, but I have another meeting now. I have to go. Can I call you again later today?
Millie nodded. Sure.
You have the day off, right?
Yes, I'm not working until tomorrow night.
Good.
Miss North.
Millie looked up. They're back. Talk to you later, okay? She told Hannah as she got up from the chair.
Yes, of course. Bye.
Bye. The guy standing behind the counter stared at her without smiling. He tapped the papers lying in front of him.
I need you to sign these. You'll have to pay a new deposit.
Millie gritted her teeth. She didn't have the energy to argue. She just grabbed the pen lying on the counter and got to work. She wrinkled her nose as she smelled his sweaty body odor. He was leaning too close for comfort. Millie quickly signed everything and stepped back.
I'll need a card to charge you the $200, he said.
Millie pulled the card from her pocket and handed it to him. God, she hoped she would be out of here very soon. Luckily, once her card had been approved and charged, Millie was free to go. She hurried to the area of the parking lot the guy had pointed at. Millie found her new rental car without trouble. She sat down behind the wheel and closed the door. Now that she was alone again, she thought of Hannah. She replayed parts of the conversation with Hannah in her mind.
I just won't allow it.
Had she been too harsh about how she was feeling?
I have to focus.
Millie knew her need for focus could be off-putting at times.
Okay.
A part of her wanted to call Hannah back and explain herself. Tell her there would come a time when they could talk. Tell her why she needed to be like this. Millie lifted the strap of her purse over her head and put the little bag on the passenger seat. Hannah was in a meeting, she remembered. Calling her wasn't an option, even if she did manage to find the courage to do so. She finally took in the car properly. It was the same model as the previous one, but the interior was darker. It would have to do. She was only here for another 2 weeks, after all. Just 2 more weeks, and she could go back to commuting by foot and public transport. Back to New York City. Strangely enough, Millie was looking forward to going back. The corners of her mouth edged up. Now why would that be? Millie thought of Hannah's bright blue eyes.
She missed the feeling of Hannah staring at her while she pretended to sleep. She missed Hannah's strong arms wrapped around her. Her phone interrupted her thoughts. Good thing, too. She wasn't about to let another day go south because she was daydreaming. Focus, 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 she reminded herself. Millie lazily took her phone out of her purse. There was no one she was eager to talk to right now. She hoped it wasn't her parents. She didn't want to lie to them about what had happened. And she would lie. She didn't want them to know. There was no use in worrying them. She was fine, after all. Millie's heart skipped a few beats when she saw Hannah's name on the screen. That was fast, she said with a big smile.
Sorry about that. There was something I didn't mention before and just had to tell you.
Millie tilted her head. Don't you have a meeting?
Yes, I do. But I told them to start without me.
Millie sat back. So, what did you want to tell me? Hannah coughed.
You left the rental place?
Yes, just got in my new car. Millie suspected Hannah was trying to buy some time. She rubbed her jeans while she waited.
Okay, like I said, I think you should know something.
Millie kept her silence.
My mother called this morning. She's coming over for a visit.
Millie held the phone closer to her ear. Would she finally get a chance to talk to the famous Mrs. Leroy? That's great news, Millie said. A bit too excitedly. When Hannah didn't reply immediately, she added, Right? Hannah finally spoke again.
Yes, yes, it will be nice to see her again. But...
Millie frowned. Why was Hannah being so hesitant to tell her what was on her mind? But what? She asked.
I think she suspects.
Now Millie was completely lost. Suspects what? Hannah cleared her throat again.
About us.
Millie shuffled in her seat nervously. You mean about...
Yes, I mean she suspects we are...
Hannah didn't finish her sentence. Millie was fed up with guessing what Hannah meant. How on earth did she find out we ended up in bed together? She asked. It sounded more harsh than she had intended. Hannah blew out a breath.
Several reasons, I think. She knows I went to the premiere. She knows I canceled a lot of business appointments in Houston.
What? Millie frowned. You did? Hannah chuckled.
Oh, yes. Almost every single one.
Millie shook her head, confused. Why?
So I could see you, of course.
Hannah said softly. Millie let Hannah's words sink in for a moment. Then she smiled. Really?
Yes, really.
Huh. Come to think of it, you did go and see the same 3-hour-long opera twice in less than a week. Hannah snorted.
Don't remind me.
Millie laughed. Be honest. You did that so you could see Suzanne again. She joked. Now Hannah burst out into laughter, too.
Hell no.
Millie laughed again, louder this time. Okay, okay, she said after a while. So your mom knows something is going on. Is that such a bad thing? Or is this a conflict of interest issue or something?
I hope not,
Hannah replied.
I guess I'll have to discuss it with her. But that's not the reason I thought you should know.
Millie picked at her fingernails, the phone pressed between her cheek and her shoulder. Then what is? Hannah hesitated again. Millie rolled her eyes. Just tell me, okay?
Okay, she wants to meet you.
Millie's eyes widened. So she would meet Mrs. Leroy after all. I would be honored, she stammered.
Great.
Hannah said, still sounding suspiciously preoccupied. We can set this up when I get back, right? Or is she not staying that long? Millie asked. Hannah seemed to switch the phone from one ear to the other.
Right, yes, of course, she is. But remember when you asked why you were selected for the foundation's grant?
Millie looked down at her fingernails again. She didn't understand why this came up now. Yes?
Well, I asked Charlotte about it. You know Charlotte, right?
Yes? Millie's pulse was quickening now. She had a feeling she wasn't going to like whatever was coming.
Well, she kinda implied.
Hannah took in a deep breath.
She said my mom personally selected you for the grant, in part because she thought you would make an impression on me.
Millie's response was instant. What? She said coolly, her mind racing to grasp everything those words implied.
You know how I hate opera, or used to hate opera. And I think my mom might have tried to change that by introducing me to you.
Because Millie was too angry to finish her sentence. Hannah seemed oblivious to her anger, though. She even sounded relieved.
Because you're my type, I guess?
Hannah chuckled uncomfortably.
It's just really silly. I don't even know how she knows my type, to be honest. Anyway, it didn't feel right to keep this from you since my mother's plan kind of worked, I guess.
Millie pressed her lips together. She was selected for a prestigious grant based on her looks. Not her talent or hard work. Her cheeks burned. Hannah, though, suddenly couldn't stop talking.
I just felt like I should tell you as soon as possible. Now that you'll meet my mother, it just doesn't feel right to me to not share this with you. I want to be honest with you. I want there to be no secrets between us.
Millie clenched her jaw. Okay. Now I know. Look, I need to get going, she said, and started the engine.
Oh, okay,
Hannah stammered. We can talk later, okay? Maybe after the next show in 2 days? I need to focus now, Millie said, with an edge in her voice. She knew she was lashing out, but she couldn't stop herself.
What? Millie? What's wrong?
Hannah asked. Millie scoffed. You don't know? Think about it, Hannah. Just think about it. She hung up the phone, threw it on the passenger seat, and hit the gas pedal.
Unfucking believable.
This was part 26 of The Diva Story. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for all the coffee, the votes, the enthusiastic messages, and support. It really means the world to me. See you next week.